The U.S. Coast Guard's senior-most officer is touring Northwest Alaska this week as the agency continues to explore its expanding role in warming Arctic waters. KNOM's Paul Korchin has more.
Four-star Admiral Thad Allen met with Nome City leaders on Tuesday and said the polar missions of the Coast Guard are inevitably changing.
For about the last 20 years, the conventional view for policymakers in Washington is any activity in the Arctic and the Antarctic is basically related to science. The recession of the multi-year ice last year and this year brought into focus the requirement that anything we do in lower latitudes and warmer water will need to be done up here.
Allen said the Coast Guard is now assessing its capabilities as well as its gaps in the Arctic to determine where to base its resources in coming years.
I expect that sometime in the near future there will be an issuance of what they call a national security presidential directive to lay out new policy in the Arctic. The current directive that everybody abides by in Washington was done in 1994 in the Clinton administration. It was science-based. This will deal with more issues of sovereignty, security, presence, and things like that. The question is, what is it we want to project up here?
However that question gets answered, it's almost certain that both Nome and Barrow will factor into the equation somehow. The Coast Guard this summer is conducting an Arctic awareness exercise on the North Slope, testing its helicopters and boats in relatively unfamiliar waters. And Rear Admiral Gene Brooks, who commands the Coast Guard District in Alaska, said Nome is serving an important role by hosting a C-130 aircraft.
The primary mission right now is the maritime boundary line with Russia, keeping foreigners from stealing Alaskan fish. And the way we do that is we either put ships or airplanes or both on the boundary line, and we do a barking dog routine where we go up and down the line and we sight violators. The fleets are further north than ever because the species are moving north. They will push up almost to St. Lawrence by the end of the summer. Flying from here, I get four more hours per sortie on the line than I would get from either Shimia or from Kodiak.
Coast Guard vessels are also no strangers to Nome's port, and Mayor Denise Michaels said the facility might be expanded to accommodate larger maritime traffic. Michaels made it clear the city would welcome a greater Coast Guard presence.
We as a community in the Bering Straits region and our villages feel it's really important to make sure that there's enforcement, environmental monitoring, and also quick response.
We would be able to provide land at no cost for response equipment or whatever needs that you have here.
The Coast Guard has also expressed interest in moving its Loran station from Port Clarence to Nome and hooking into the city's utilities and infrastructure. Allen said specific and final decisions regarding a forward operating base are still a ways off, but Northwest Alaska can surely expect more Coasties in the future. Allen today was set to host Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff on a tour of the cutter Healy in the Beaufort Sea. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.